Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Know what it is. Life. That's how we hit it, man. Mr. Revolution, live and direct, Fifth Seal Studios. You know? Ain't no carbon copies. Yeah. Gonna hit them like this, man, for the kingdom. Yeah. New level. Let's go. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God, miraculous, eternal praise give you my Father. In the offering of Jesus Christ, book of life offer. Yes. Published in the domain heaven. Published. Pray for the loved ones, enemy and reverend. Rebuke the devil, armor of God. Armor. Blessed by the blood of Christ, righteous to cause. Right. God's will is none should perish. None. Breath of life right there in anyone right. Standing. There. Whosoever right. Do you understand it. Proper revelation in the time God commanded. Repenting of my sins, keep it real, never candid. According to the word, sola scriptura. Jesus Christ, we persecuted for putting truth on the truth. Share the gospel with some former shooters. Share the truth with the youth, atheists, or Buddhists. It don't matter, we all die, we all cry. Eternal life, the narrow path, we must try. I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I used to struggle with adultery hard. Giving in to the Jezebel was my call. Like David, it was crazy. I had me a lady, then God let the mistress crush my heart. Not good when we go against the patience. Do things in haste and we give way to Satan. Don't do it. Gotta get them off, seek the word of God waiting. Trial and tribulation due to Christ we facing. Victory basic. Running over drummer kid. Right. Jesus knew I would leave it all behind. Even all the music that I came up with. I don't care who they are. Do this for the Lord, man. Your favorite rapper dead and gone. Let's pray they got the Lord, man. And if they are living, if they are, pray for the leaders. Yeah. Cause in hell no, Satan mistreat us. The only way Jesus say you at the death mode. This is how I get it in. Ain't the crazy death. Yeah. I know that Christ came to set me free. Yeah. That's why I'm still standing here. What you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome God. To the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here. What you thought I'd be. Thought I'd and on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Yeah. Welcome to the victory and war. The blood of Christ is my sword, my shield, and that's real. They selling souls for the love of the money to deal. On top of that, why? They worshiping Satan as God. Huh? They call him Lucifer to see from the fact that he loves that. A fallen angel that Jesus has bounded in chain balls. For his rebellion, the prison of hell, it remains hell. God is sovereign, he rule over dark and the light. Life. And it is crucial knowing Christ, the light and the dark. Where do we start? His faith and love and repentance. Yep. Before we finish, his clinic is full of forgiveness. Yep. I bear witness, the Lord is coming with swiftness. Yep. To repay, and I ain't talking about Christmas. Yep. The world tripping, the inside earth is flipping. Thessalonians, the body of Christ ascension. Yeah. You better pray with your face to the floor and listen. God's love is eternal and you was worth it. Yeah. You was worth it. Yeah. Yup. You was worth it. Yeah. All I know, you was worth evil running high at the name of Jesus. You was worth it. I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God, praise God, praise God. And on the daily, praise God, welcome to the victory and war. Revolution one time, Fifth Seal Studios. It goes down like that, you know. We in the last days of time. Yeah. We watching the world, we see everything, man. What's in our realm of effect? According to the word of God, we know what it is. You know? Jesus said, be not blinded to the devices of the enemy. We not blinded. He gonna continue to show us, and we gonna keep exposing evil for what it is. That souls are not deceived and misled, you know?
Yeah, what's crackling?
You're tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out, much love to all those that's listening. Appreciate you tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Today's topic is there is still room. Yeah. There is still room. There is still room in heaven. There is still room in the kingdom of God. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. But before we jump into it, though, it's going to be a good one. You know what I'm saying? Great one. You're going to look at heaven, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, ask folks to come in that ain't, you know, that have not accepted Christ or what have you, who need to renew them or whatever it is. You know what I mean? There's still room in heaven for everybody. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. As of right now, there is still time. But don't wait too late. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Let's open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Father, thank you for keeping us overnight. You know what I mean? Thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness. Father, we now decrease so that you may increase in us, Father. Let your will be done today. Let the seed that we'll be planted, I ask that you water it and produce a harvest for your kingdom, Father. Just come in and take over the broadcast, Father. Give us that picture of heaven, Father. I pray that you would draw others, as we are on this broadcast, draw others to yourself. In the name of Jesus, as we continue to lift and exalt Jesus as the Christ and the Lord of all, Father, that your will continue to be done. Forgive us for anything we've done, said, thought against your will. Forgive us for anything we may do. For you know all things, Father. That's why we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Let your will continue to be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, man, we up in here. Today's topic, there is still room. There is still room. Feeling good, feeling great, man. You know what I'm talking about? In spite of the gas prices. In spite of the gas prices, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? We need a buck, man. Get this power back, people. Anyway, let's focus. Feeling good, feeling great. Like I said, today's topic is there is still room. There is still room in heaven. Yep, that right. That right. Heaven is the perfect place. It is where God and his angels live. You know what I'm talking about? It's the perfect place, man. Yeah. Can't even imagine that because your brain ain't perfect. Your mind ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? The Bible also says that it has not entered into our hearts or the minds of men. You know what I mean? What God has planned and in store for us. You know what I'm saying? So don't get caught up on this earthly stuff, man. You know what I mean? Enjoy it or whatever, but do not focus on it. You know what I'm saying? Focus on God. Cast your cares on things above. So heaven is that perfect place, though. It's that everlasting place. It is where God and his angels live. It is also the place that was created for all humans. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, that right. It was the place, as a matter of fact, let me highlight that. We got to highlight that one right there. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know for sure. So we scratch the record right quick. Yes, sir. And go back over here. It says, heaven is also the place that was created for all humans. All humans. Is that right? Yeah, when hip-hop meets Christ, letting you know the truth. Heaven is also the place that was created for all humans, every human being. You know what I'm talking about? But, somebody say but. But only those who accept Jesus will enter. You know what I'm talking about? That's right. Only those who accept Jesus will enter into the kingdom of God. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know, you got a ticket. You got to have a ticket to fly on the airplane. I got to have a ticket or whatever to ride the bus. You know what I'm saying? You got to do, hey, Jesus is your ticket to get into heaven. So heaven is the place that was created for all human beings. Because God didn't, you know, he didn't create hell for, you know, his humans. But, you know, it was created for the devil who got kicked out of heaven, you know what I'm saying, when he was Lucifer. And it was created for the angels that got kicked out and turned into demons. But if you're going to choose and line up with God's enemies, then, okay, hell in the lake of fire is a place for you too. But today, you don't have to go there because you still can accept Jesus. Not accept me, but accept Jesus. You see what I'm saying? If you accept Jesus, then come on in. There's still room in his kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? And like I said, as of right now, there is still time. But will you do it today? Jesus will be here sooner than you think. You know what I'm saying? Sooner than we think. You know what I'm talking about? Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Yeah, come to him. Because the more you hear him and reject him, the harder it is for you to come to him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. We got to do this. So let's go ahead and open it up, man. Y'all know we keep the scriptures on deck, man. So we got a few scriptures that we're going to be looking at today, man. Again, shout out, much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate it. I'm talking about for sure, man. So the first scripture we're going to look at is going to be Luke, the 14th chapter. We're going to go to Luke chapter number 14. Matthew, Mark, Luke. That's the third book of the New Testament. Don't be ashamed to use your table of contents if you have to. I still have to use mine, and I've been reading the Bible every day for the last, 10 years? 11 years, 12 years, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I still have to use my table of contents is my point, you know what I'm talking about? But there is still room in heaven. Heaven is the perfect place where God, the Almighty Abba Father, and his angels live. It is also the place where all humans who accept the Lord Jesus go when they die. And there is still room for you in heaven. Will you come this day? This ain't church service. This ain't no religion I'm offering you. This is true life. You know what I mean? True salvation, true freedom, everything, man. This is Jesus who we offer you. He's not a myth, make-believe, none of that. You know what I'm talking about? Even if they say, well, they took that from Zeus and this and other. Wasn't Zeus a strong god? So we're not, even if they wanted to put the little Greek terminology and stuff on there, when I look at Jesus, I still see the God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we speak English. Jesus. Yahshua for Hebrew, but we speak English. So, yeah, Jesus. How in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, I still see the God, though, regardless. So Jesus died for you, too. He thinks you are very, very special. Is that right? Yeah, if nobody else don't think you're very special, Jesus thinks that you are very, very special. You know what I mean? So, this day when you hear his voice, don't delay. It's not too late. There is still room in God's kingdom. God loves you. He died for sinners. Remember that. He died for everybody. But ain't nobody perfect. You know what I'm saying? Because people think they're perfect. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know, Jesus died for sinners. You know what I'm saying? While you're acting like you're perfect and got up on the cross for yourself. Uh-oh. Is this thing on? Hey, can you hear me now? Yeah. There is still room in God's kingdom, man. So this day when you hear his voice, don't delay. It's not too late. God loves you. He died for sinners. He gave his life for imperfect outcasts. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah, them the ones he used the most, the imperfect outcasts. Yeah, the ones that know they ain't perfect. Yeah, the ones that know they need him. Yeah, I'm going to lean on Jesus. Yeah, his grace outweighs my sins. Yeah, you know, I'm dirty, a wretched man. Yeah, not perfect. Yeah, I fight against sin. But he gave his life for the imperfect outcasts, and he uses the imperfect outcasts and makes something beautiful out of them. Y'all know the story of the ugly duckling and, you know, mean Rudolph and, you know, I mean, plenty of stories. You know what I mean? But the true story is, Jesus wins. You know what I'm talking about? In the end, you know what I'm talking about? We got this because of the Christ. And he will make something beautiful and godly out of you, too. You know what I'm talking about? So without further ado, let's go ahead and look at Luke chapter number 14. We start at verse 16. Luke chapter number 14. Starting at verse 16. What up, JC in the chat room? LJC 3000. Yeah. Hey, man, drop your link in the chat room, man, so people can go to your broadcast too, man. He represents the Christ as well, you know what I'm saying? But he jumped more into the world news and stuff like that too, you know, and we be in that too, but he do it, and he lines it up with the word, man. So y'all, shouts out to you, LJC 3000, you know what I'm talking about, Jay. Yeah, appreciate you, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Kicking it with us in the chat room. And that's his theme song that we be playing. You know what I'm talking about? We play it. Back to his. Here you go. Bam! Jay's theme music. Yes, sir. Appreciate you letting us borrow it, though. I'm going to borrow to put some lyrics on top of it in a minute. All right, Jay. Appreciate you stopping by, though, man. You know what I mean? For sure, man. Much love to you from our Father. For sure, man. All right. Luke chapter number 14. Let's get it. Luke chapter number 14, we starting at verse number, let's say 16. Yeah, starting at verse 16. And it says, then he said to him, this is Jesus talking, right? Then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Come. Everything is ready now. Come on. Mm-hmm. Verse 18, Luke chapter number 14 says, but they all, with one accord, began to make excuses. Uh-oh. You invite somebody to the church before and they say, well, you know, the game coming on. I got to watch the game and y'all be in church too long. I feel you. But yeah, let's go with this. Verse 18. Luke 14, but they all, with one accord, began to make excuses. Not give reasons, but making excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. These are the people that he invited now. And another said, verse 19, Luke 14, and another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. You can't even put your wife, your husband, your children, your mom and dad, auntie, nobody in front of God, okay? God first. Everything else come after. You know what I'm saying? Matthew 6:33, if you don't believe me. Look at it. Matthew 6:33. All right? Verse 21 says, so that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. Yeah, I got to read verse 21 again. Mm-hmm. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, because the ones he invited, you know what I mean, they made excuses. They didn't give reasons, but they made excuses. So verse 21, then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly, because everything is ready, so go quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. You got streets and lanes in your city. Quit looking for a pulpit. Mm-hmm. Streets and lanes, go into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor. You got poor folks there. The maimed, the lame, and the blind. Yeah, all them folks are in the streets and lanes of your city. Verse 22 says, and the servant said, master, it is done. So, as you commanded, and still there is room. So the servant was obedient. Go out there and invite everybody you know. You know what I'm saying? Invite everybody you know into heaven because it's a beautiful place. It's the perfect place. It's where everybody want to go. You know what I'm saying? The earth, your Bendale earth can't compare to heaven. Well, I'm talking about 1 minute in heaven. You see what I'm saying? Your best day on earth can't compare to 1 minute in heaven. The best day you can think of can't compare to 1 second in heaven. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So, yeah, going to the streets. And so the servant was obedient, went to the streets and lanes of the city, talking to the poor, inviting the poor in, inviting the maimed, inviting the lame, inviting the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. So it's a lot of folks. Tell everybody. Represent Christ everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges. Yeah. Because he said, still there's room. I went to the highways. I mean, I went to the streets. I went to the lanes. I got the poor. I got the maimed. I got the lame. I got the blind. Verse 23 says, the master said to the servant, go out into the highways. Because in verse 22, the servant said, I invited everybody you wanted me to, and there is still room. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Yeah, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them. That means draw them. You know what I'm saying? That's the use of authority of the anointing, everything. You know what I'm saying? Wisdom, whatever it is. Compel them. Let them know with passion. You know what I mean? Come in that our Father's house may be filled. Verse 24 says, for I say to you that none of those men or none of those humans who were invited shall taste my supper. Because the ones he invited at first, they made excuses, acting like the earth, the earthly life is better than heaven, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. There's still room in heaven. But only those that accept Christ can enjoy the benefits of it. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We're going to the phone call. 678-769. My other host. What up, Young G?
Mic check.
Gio.
Mic check.
Reckon,
can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, say, homie, what it is, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your homie Genesis over this way, man. You know, God, you need education, so I speak, man. Look, hey, man, he told me to cool down that fire today, man, pour a little water out on y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna pour a little water, that stream of living life, man. You understand me? Y'all got that fire last week, man. But, you know, now that he sent that fire and consumed all that bull jive up, you understand what I'm saying? He gonna send this water through, man, to replenish the earth. You see what I'm saying? And I like what you're talking about, man, because you know how I feel about what you're reading right now anyway, because I stay out here in these streets and these highways and these hedges,
right.
You understand me? These uncomfortable environments and see, the thing is, bro, what you're reading about, you're saying you got to compel them to come in. You know what I mean? You got to entice them. Understand? You know why it's full out there in these streets in places that don't add love to a person's life but add destruction? It's because they always enticing them to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To it. Say this out, dog. Real talk.
To the wrong
real talk. And I'm going to be honest with you. From the voice of the street, this for every last pastor or minister or evangelist or clergy member that's listening to this broadcast. I ain't even going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you the truth about how they feel. You can't compel them to come in because you scared to come out. Understand?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
One more time.
Say it again.
Say it again in case you,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to say it one more time. For every pastor, clergy member, you understand? This is Genesis. You understand me? Minister means servant, by the way. The greatest title, you're supposed to be doing the greatest service. So don't run up in these people's face continuously talking about introducing them to a kingdom in which you're not even a part of.
Uh-huh.
What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, these people hurting, man. He just said, he just read in God's word that the kingdom is for who? King O, can you read them right quick? Who this kingdom is for? Everybody who believes in the name of Jesus,
yes,
the Christ, the anointed one, with wisdom to get life,
mm-hmm,
man. Right?
Right.
Ain't that
right.
What you said?
The poor, the maimed, the
but
lame, the blind, yes, sir. The streets, yes, sir. Everybody.
Uh-huh. For everybody. But see, I got a problem because he said, hey, I know. They like, wait, G, you said you were going to pour some water out on me. Yeah. It's that water, that living water. You understand me? But how can we live until we first condemn death? Yeah, mm-hmm. See, that's that water. See, water is the strongest force. Why? Because it can shape around anything, move through anything. If it's coming fast enough with enough pressure behind it.
Mm-hmm.
What they say, pressure bust pipes, ain't it? Check this out, y'all. God is love. Now here go your pamphlet. Let's personify love. Why? Because I'm out here in these streets every day, like for real. I'm kicking it with these cats, y'all judging in the church. And y'all scaring them away.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all scaring them away. Why is it that y'all can sit comfortably in a building, in a pulpit, you know, talking about how wonderful God is, but yet and still you don't have enough faith in that same God to keep you and protect you out here in these streets while you go
right.
and compel them to come in?
Mm-hmm.
But yet and still, those of us that's out here in these streets, why do we have to be beat down and condemned? Because we ain't afraid to go into the lion's den. Because we are not afraid to go into the fiery furnace like them
mm-hmm.
Hebrew boys. He said, you know mm-hmm. the tree by the fruit that it bears. Yeah, you got a member that comes faithfully every Sunday. Yeah, you got 100 members that come every Sunday. Oh, they might even have thousands of members that come every Sunday.
Right,
but you
right.
got thousands
Explain.
Of members. But out of them thousands of members, how many of them are actually growing in the knowing about this place? We talking about this kingdom, dog. You know what I mean? You
that
got
right.
folk get up every week. I watch folk get up and go to church every week, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, son. Y'all know I got Daddy Daycare popping off. Y'all know what it is. This is a live broadcast. That's me. Cool. My son just drew me, so I don't care how they think about me. My son think I'm cool. You dig what I'm saying? So let's get back
to this
truth.
I think you're cool too, cuz. It's pretty cool.
Yes,
sir.
I appreciate that, King. Let's get back to this truth. You say people hurting out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? How many people in your congregation really growing? Or are they still doing like I was doing? Coming up to the altar with the same issue week after week.
Right.
Getting the same prayer. You pushing the nigga down on the ground. Come on, man. Let's get out of that formality. Let's get out here in these streets. Meet these people where they at. Don't shoot
right.
today, devil. Bring them up. Know where you at.
Hallelujah.
You
right. Stop thinking you above them. That's what the problem is. Because
right.
they thinking they above. You got yourself in the
above.
Place of God.
Come on, King.
You know what I'm saying?
In
God is God,
God,
man. Right. Get out
right.
of here. Get your ego out of here, too. Edging God out. That's what ego stand for. Get your edging God out, still out of the way. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
We up in here, man.
You
for sure,
man.
Oh, yeah.
We keep out in these streets, bro. They love God. Bro, we rapping
right.
this music, bro, in a way they ain't never heard it before. So what? So what? Who are you to say I can't use certain words? My father owned all these words. Let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all going with all that judging, man. If you going to judge something, judge the evil. That's just like when they try to try Christ. When he healed the man on the Sabbath day. They talking about, hey, man, you're doing that was lawful. He like, wait a minute, man. Wasn't the Sabbath created for man and not man for Sabbath? So it's my prerogative if I choose to help this person by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
He say, wait, if you got 99 and you got one none left, ain't you going to leave the 99 and go get that one?
Right.
So y'all stop judging us, man, talking about how we get down out here. Because guess what? Regardless
people coming
of the
into the
that
kingdom.
We're using, I was just finna say, regardless of the method that we're using, no matter how unorthodox you might think it might be, God is pleased with it. Why? Because we got the fruit to prove that. We talking about people
mm-hmm.
being added to the kingdom for real.
Mm-hmm.
And we ain't asking them for no money neither.
Right. And we're giving
what
them what they can't afford. You know what I'm saying? We're giving
so
them the most expensive things.
Bro,
Jesus.
So why is it, bro, that we can do this out here in these streets, bro? And they can't, and they're failing to do it in the building. And but
right.
then they want to judge us for being out here. But then I thought about it. We live in that same persecution as Christ today, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they said John the Baptist was that wild man, dog. He went to prepare the way.
Mm-hmm.
He was unorthodox, yeah. Christ was unorthodox. Jesus was he was unorthodox. But that spirit of the Christ is alive, just like the spirit of the Antichrist. Antichrist is anti-anointed one. Christ is the anointed
mm-hmm.
one. So if you
right.
are not for the anointed one, then you're operating in the spirit that's against the anointed one. Anointed one with what? Wisdom. Wisdom to do what? To give life. What you talking about? We talking about real resurrection in 2014 right here in your face. You still hollering about looking for the kingdom, boy, and it's up in your face.
Yeah.
That's all he came to say.
I'm talking about.
For it's
sure.
Right here today.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. You feel, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Hold on. We got a phone call. That's old Wanda. Yes. She be fired up. She be fired up for
Let's
the Lord.
What that's about.
What up, Evangelist Wanda? Go ahead and speak on it.
What's up, Wanda?
What's going on, Genesis? I just want to say this is the day that the Lord has made. And Genesis just said, these ministers, they talk a good game. This is good like that. They talk a good game. But are you really for the kingdom? Are you really for bringing people to Jesus? Are you really for making God children have something? Like you said, you got that whole congregation, but that one person comes to you talking about, I can't pay my rent. Are you going to pay it? Are you going to take care of them families? Are you going to represent the living well? Because Jesus is the living well. He said, if I have it, you got it. He said, I give freely to my people because I don't want them to live in poverty. I don't want them to suffer. I want them to have life and have life more abundantly.
Right. That's love.
So do you come out in them streets and say, let me give to my people? And I mean, like he said, knowledge. When are you going to tell the truth? The truth is, he don't care how you speak. He don't care how you put it. He don't know. He don't care as long as you're bringing the youth to to Jesus. As long as you're bringing people to be saved. Are you really saving people or are you trying to get rich? That's what it is.
That's the thing. About the kingdom or is it about the politics?
Like,
come on, Wanda. You speaking that for real. Yeah, we got her back too, Charlotte. Just to let you know.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
I'm saying,
that right.
I'm farming on the enemy, brother. I'm sick and tired of that nigga
right.
Playing with us. So what we
right.
Playing with him for? But he can't suffer. But he can't suffer. They suffering in the church. They suffering out of the church. But get what? What they say? If you're scared, go to church. What? Hey, try that over here in the kingdom. See if it'll work. What we playing with you? We biting y'all.
We don't play that crap. Is that right?
That's right.
There is still
that's
room
right.
In
and
the
ain't
kingdom,
no
man.
Nigga.
Right.
That's right. Right.
We ride
we
with the God Almighty.
That's right. We gonna believe in God. We gonna tell the truth. And like he said, we ain't gonna charge you no money. We're not gonna say, oh, you gotta give us some money because you hungry. We'll go buy you something. We're gonna give you, we're gonna feed you. We're gonna feed you Jesus and we're gonna feed you something to eat.
And we're gonna feed your spirit and we're gonna feed your body. And get what? We don't want to
right.
Out your body.
Right.
That's real offering.
Right.
Why? How you gonna tell me that's offering and you sitting up and taking 30 minutes asking for $100? $50. That sounds more like an option to me. Oh, I got $100 going, $100 going, $50, $25, $25, $1. Okay, if you ain't got nothing but a penny, everybody put a penny in your hand. Come on, pinky. Well, listen here. God said, sit down. He ain't playing with you. He said, that ain't no offering. That's an option. An offering is you don't know what they put in. Huh? That's what an offering is. God said, let my people go, Bob, today. He ain't playing with y'all. He said, move that hypocritical stuff out the way.
They're right.
He said, stop telling my people. He said, stop telling my people they're paying me. I don't want their money. I want their heart. Stop telling my people they're giving that money to me because they're not. He said, I'm going to embarrass you. Yeah, he said, I'm coming. He said, I'm coming to see you. Don't make me show up in your pulpit and embarrass you.
Mm-hmm.
You better change
warning
the heart.
Warning come before destruction. Warning come before destruction. That right? That's right. And see, there have been plenty of cases, but I done heard cases myself of people say that they trying to go get help from some of these mega churches, bro, and then the mega church is going to check you. Check and see if you're a member. Check and see how much offering and tithes you've been paying before they even help you out. You sitting in there with your members sitting in there, right, with the lights off and stuff like that, but they ain't going over there to get help. Go ahead, Wanda.
They want your tax return. What's your tax return got to do with getting with Jesus?
Wow.
They
want to
know how
nothing, to Wanda. It has nothing to do with it. That's why it's the end of the church day, and it's the day of the kingdom. And the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Boy, it's upon you, and it's in my hand. I got the fire in my hand. And don't make me burn you. Ah,
yeah,
God, he get that fire within the heart of his youth. And God said he get that power to whom? Ask him for it. He's the possessor of power. He said, you want the power? He said, I know your heart. I say, God, but I ain't perfect. I fall all the time. He say, I ain't saying that. I'm picking you up every time. Do you want that fire? I say, give it to me then. He equipped me with the fire of these young folks, y'all. They say they got blood. Boy, I got the influence. I got the influence and the word of God in my mouth, boy. Don't make me multiply these young folks and rise up against you. He said, pursue him and overtake him, boy. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Keep hollering. Keep talking. Keep lying to these folks, telling them God told you to say something. And watch God show up and bite you in front of them.
That's right. Because he's still living, and there's still room in the kingdom. Let's go to another phone call, man. 446. You on live when Hip Hop Meets Christ was cracking.
What up, King?
Yeah, King. What it is.
What up, King?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing this morning?
Great, great.
Cool, cool. Who
boy.
Is?
The preacher boy, man.
The preacher.
Oh,
yes, sir. What
boy.
It is, preacher boy?
Nothing much, nothing much, nothing much. You know? I had to call in and put mine in, man. It's just like y'all was talking about, man. Like, it's always room in the kingdom of God, man. I remember
that's
back
right.
then I was going, they were telling me this thing, about they said only 144,000. I was like, yeah, come on. Like, it's unlimited room, amount of room in the kingdom of God. And today, what we're dealing with today is, like, people make it seem like it's an outline to how you got to be to get to the kingdom of God. Like, you got to wear a suit every Sunday, got to clap, shout.
Right.
Not, he's looking for the ones that's going to go out there and spread his word, the ones that's going to go out there unashamed and go to Bankhead and go to Don Lee Highway
right.
Road and go to Flintwood and go to Austin Drive and be like, yo, let me tell you about Jesus, you know?
That's right.
That's right.
Hold that bottle up for a minute, man. Let me tell you about Jesus. I'd be down every day when I work down at Five Point. I see every type of thing. I see things sometimes that make me just shake my head and have to turn another way because I'd be like, I remember, matter of fact, for instance, Wednesday I was out there. It was this pastor passing out donuts. And I didn't know I wanted to go talk to him. Like, he a pastor. All right, I'm a young man so we're doing the same thing, real God. I went up to this pastor. He said, hold on. Get out my face real quick. I got something I got to do. So a homeless man, a drunk homeless man, he was drinking. He said, you know what? He don't want to listen to you talking about your business.
Wow.
And see, that's what time we're living in now, that people that's trying to do God will and that's out there like me, Genesis, Oasis, Wanda, Hurt, all the crap they're trying to do God's will, they're trying to give us an outline for how we're supposed to live and how you're supposed to
right.
do it. Like what we're doing is unacceptable, but we know who we serve. We know
mm-hmm.
who our child
is. Right, right, right. We know where our heart is at.
We're not the child
it's
of...
True Satan. True Satan.
Right. Child of God, and at the end of the day, God got the final say. So, long as God telling he's pleased with what I'm doing, when I get on stage and I put a rhythm to these scriptures, because that's all I'm doing, I'm putting rhythm and a beat to the scriptures and giving it to the streets.
Right.
The same word they up there sitting in the pulpit giving out, that's the same word I'm giving out when somebody play a track of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody play this and play that of mine. Just sitting there and talking to me, because it's not all about rapping with me. I can sit and talk to
right.
you and still witness to you. I can even feed you and still witness to you. I could just play
mm-hmm.
basketball with you and still. I mean, I go to the court in my neighborhood sometimes and people be home talking to me. They be like, man, well, you look like you go up the street when you talk. It's different. Then I start telling about my past, like about the small things. Like, nah, that don't even look like you. Because God has changed me. See, in the physical, I look the same, but spiritual, I'm not even the same no more. I'm the same no more. And that's what we got to look at today, man, because people are going to try and shake what we go through. Like, I'm only 25, man. For me to tell people stuff that I've been through, they'd be like, what? But see, that's the thing. People try to hold your sins against you and
right.
wanting to recognize and acknowledge you for the good that you're doing and the good that you are trying to do. They won't even acknowledge that. And I ain't talking about people of the
right.
world. I'm talking about people of the church would do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right.
Always room in the kingdom of God, man. Always room.
That's right. That's right. Always room in the kingdom. And then, you know what I mean? Jesus said, you'll know my disciples by the love that they show. That's how you know a true follower of Christ, man. You know what I'm saying? By the love that they showing. You know what I mean? God is love. So you can't get around love. And that's what this broadcast is all about. You know what I'm talking about? Love. You know what I mean? With love and kindness, that's what how God drew us. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we up in here, man. When hip-hop meets Christ, we ain't condemning nobody. And we definitely, if you in Christ Jesus, ain't no condemnation to you. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
so everybody who's still in Jesus, you know what I'm saying, continue to keep pushing for the Christ, man. You know what I'm saying? Continue to trust him. You know what I'm talking about? He never wrong.
And you know what he say, man, though, King?
Go ahead.
You know what he say? He say, man, how much love do a father have that corrects his children? He said, come on home, man. He said, how much love do a father have that's going to correct his child? And I got to prove before we do what you got to do. Oh, I got to prove that in a practical way because, bro, like you just said, they got to know. Ain't no condemning.
That's right.
There's love over here. And I remember, bro, when I was taking them anger management classes, bro, and all them folks in there was facing substance abuse problems and all these different people, like with real struggle, man. Y'all hollering about issues, man. Y'all talking about ministry, man. But y'all won't get out here in the jungle where it's really wicked at, where they really sick and hurting at, and they 16 years old, strung out on all kind of drugs, and out here prostituting. And you ain't trying to go that deep with me. Y'all don't want to come out here in this swamp. They don't want to come out here. Man, these folks say, listen here, majority of these people, when they go down the line and get to talking about their childhood, majority of these people open their mouth and say, I know my parents didn't really love me. They let me do whatever I wanted to. Whoa, pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. That's every kid's dream. It's, hey, my mama let me do what I want to do. But then when you grow up and then you get addicted to some type of substance and then you're going through some type of uncontrollable fury and anger inside of you and you realize, hey, everybody's saying the same thing. I didn't get corrected. I didn't get punished for my wrongdoing. Therefore, my care chief, caregiver didn't love me. They failed me. God said, didn't I tell you I would never leave you or forsake you? I would never fail you. Now get your heart right.
Amen.
That's all he's saying. It's room in the kingdom. That's what he's telling me to tell you, man. It's room in the kingdom. I don't know what's going on with me. I just woke up one day, and this is who I am now. So don't judge me. But I'm in his hand now, and I got to do whatever he say. It ain't personal. It's business. If God tell me I got to go, I got to say it. I got to bomb on you. You know, no matter how I feel, if he say bomb, burn, that's what he give me the fire for. But he say it's me, the king.
All right. Hey, check it out, man. LJ3000, Jay in the chat room, man. He said, man, heaven is what earth ain't. That's what I'm talking about. Heaven is what earth ain't. And again, that website, man, thetruthradionetwork.com, man. Check homie out, man. Thetruthradionetwork.com. I mess with him, man. Ezekiel 33. That's what he go by. You know what I'm talking about? Ezekiel 33. That's right there on the front of his page. Yes, sir. Appreciate you again. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this is when hip-hop meets Christ, man. Since we talk about these streets and love, we about to play a song by Street Nitty called I Love Him. You know what I'm talking about? I love God. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, there's still room in the kingdom, man. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get it. You know what I mean? Accept Jesus, man. Get this Jesus today.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Gutter made us in the building. Now I don't know about y'all, man. But me, man, I love myself to God, man. You know, when I wake up in the morning, man, I got God on my mind. You know, what's amazing to me is I love him just for who he is. He don't have to do nothing special for me to love him. I love him just because he's God. Got a guy who gon' walk that yellow brick road. Tell me, take a chance. Do you wanna meet
wheels of the wheels of ours. I'm running with God. Oh my God, gotta play by the rules if I wanna live right. So I keep my head in the Bible through the days and the night. But if you catch me in the streets, I shine just like the light. So pay attention on the mission when you're running with me. Keep your eyes wide open. If you slip, then you got me. Oh, he done fell out of heaven. Now he's trying to take the stop. Every day I think about it in the dirty south. Hip your wicked when I get the calling on Jesus, I break out in a sweat. I'm so obsessed with this man called Jesus Christ. I talk about him in the morning, talk about him at night. They be saying scrutiny, and that's all you know. But I'm reminded of the times that I was selling it blow. Hit some quartets, prepping front street of the store. But now I do it for Jesus Christ instead of shop at the store. Into the front streets and apartments with the word I go. I acknowledge him in everything. I know I'm a pro. So keep your mind on the Lord and everything else for show. Got me passing by them haters, might just stop for show. Real spinning, got the paint job, make your lip test the flow. Oh, how I love them when I'm crunk doing this show. Throw your hands to the sky, if you're crazy for show. If you got the Holy Ghost, go on and do your dance on the floor.
Committed, man.
Help you if your stomach upset, but when he get the calling on Jesus, he just break out in this way.
What?
Yes,
why, hey,
straight knit.
Why, hey, yes, see, that's that goal. What I'm talking about, boy. That's that. Hey, man, this the way the kingdom is coming now, man. This the way the kingdom coming.
Right.
We coming in the way
right.
that you can't imagine. Why? Because God is doing with that you think He can't do. Because He chose the foolish thing to perform the wise, boy. So all we trying to say, this is all we've been trying to tell y'all for all these years we've been on this broadcast when Hip Hop Meet the Christ. You understand what I'm saying? It's just what Street Nitty just said. I love him, y'all. I love him more than my dog. I love God
right.
more than the money. Why? Because I noticed that when I love him, the money just keep coming. So I don't run to the money. We running from the money. We running to the kingdom, but the money keeps coming.
You're right.
I wonder why. Because he say I give seed to the soil. So we just trying to tell you, man, it's room in the kingdom because he told me we were listening to Street Nitty jamming, hollering about how much he love him. You know what I mean? And he said, "Can what, G?" I say, "What's up?" He say, "Tell him I love him too." He say, "Tell him I love him too." He say, "So what you tripping for?" He say, "So what you tripping for?" He say, "My love covers the multitude of sins already." He say, "What you tripping for?" It's room in the kingdom for him and her. What you running for?
He love you. We love him. He love you. He don't condemn you.
Come on.
We don't condemn you. You know what I'm talking
we
about? Because he love you. Christ died for you. Christ died for me. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure, man. Yes, sir. There is still room in the kingdom, man. You know what I mean? Heaven. We talking about heaven. Heaven is that perfect place
You know what I'm saying? It is where God and his angels dwell. You know what I mean? It is the place that was created for all humans, but only those who
right.
accept the Lord Jesus
right.
go there when they die. You know what I'm saying? There is still room in heaven. Will you come this day? Yeah. Uh-huh. Will you come this day? You might have, you know,
it
missed
up,
it when you was older. You know, when you was younger, you might have missed it. You know, went to church and they asked you, will you come to Jesus? You said, no, it ain't never heard the question again. But will you come to Jesus today? Jesus died for you. He thinks you are very special. You think I would have got whooped? You know what I'm saying? Jesus got whooped, killed, beat. I'm talking about everything. Been on
and learned obedience by what he suffered.
Right. Amen.
Yep.
That right? That right now?
Yup.
So,
yeah, that's
this
why we
day,
had to be suffering.
That right? This day when you hear his voice, don't delay. This day when you hear his voice, don't delay. It's not too late. There is still room in God's kingdom. If you wait till tomorrow, it might be too late. If you wait till the end of this broadcast, it might be too late. You ain't promised the next minute. I'm not either.
There
you know
is.
What I'm saying?
There it is.
But God loves you. God loves you.
Moment.
That right? He died for sinners.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
God died for sinners.
Yeah.
He died for the imperfect.
Yeah.
He gave
died
his
for
life
the
for the imperfect, for the outcast. Remember that, man. God loves you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he will make
mm-hmm.
something
reject.
Beautiful out of you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He'll make something beautiful and something godly out of you. You know what I'm saying? So come to him today, man.
Amen.
Woman, man, children, whoever you may be. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man, we got more scriptures, man. We got to get into them. We still over here in Luke, though. You know what I mean? Shout out, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? We finna go ahead and look at it. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. Let's focus on these scriptures right quick. Luke 14, we started at verse 16 and read up to verse 24. We encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself, the whole thing. Stay in it. I don't understand it. Well, get you a version that you can understand. That's why they got so many versions. They ain't got so many versions of the Bible to confuse you. They got so many versions of the Bible so that it can help you, so the Holy Spirit can teach you. You know what I'm saying? So you can pick up a King James version, well, you know, that version that he used. You can pick that up, and you can get the English version, and they're going to say the same thing because it's the Holy Spirit. That's your teacher. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need to understand the stuff of the kingdom, the Holy Spirit. You can't understand it with your regular old brain. I don't care how long you've been at Harvard. Let's go. Luke chapter number 14. Yes, sir. Luke chapter number 14. We're going to pick up at verse 25, and we're going to read 25 through 34. It says, now great multitudes went with him. So y'all thought Christ, they try to make it to where now that, you know, Christ only got a little bit of followers. It says, now great multitudes went with him, went with Jesus. And he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, this is what Jesus said. Hold on. Is everything off? Make sure everything's straight. Okay. Let's get this. This is real good. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So, now hold on. All right. Multitasking. Let's get it. All right. Verse 26, Luke chapter number 14 says, if anyone comes to me. So you got to count up the cause. It is a cause to following Christ. But it ain't worth it. I mean, it is very worth the payoff. You know what I'm talking about? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother. What are you talking about? Oh, I hear y'all. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife, and children, woo-woo, and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life. Also, he cannot be my disciple. Good God Almighty, that man, I'm like, people be like, if your attitude, I don't want to follow Jesus, and you just walk off, something wrong. You know what I'm talking about? Because like I said, the suffering can't compare to the glory. If you suffer, you don't have glory. That's going to be revealed. The suffering can't compare to the glory. Genesis already pointed out, Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. So you will learn obedience to God by the things you suffer too. So you will learn to look at long suffering as a great thing and not a bad thing. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, hates his father, mother, brother, and sister. Now, he ain't talking about have hate in your heart for them. You know what I'm talking about? He's talking about that they can't mean nothing. If it comes down to Jesus and your family or Jesus and your wife or Jesus and your children or whatever, you better love Jesus more and hate that person. Yeah, like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you would not have a wife, you would not have a husband, you would not have children or anything if it was not for Christ. So you got to love the Lord first. You know what I'm saying? I hear you, Jesus. Got to love the Lord first. You know what I'm talking about? Nothing can be more important than Jesus. Nothing can be more important than God. You can't put nothing in his place. He got to be number one. He the one. He is love. He going to show you how to love everybody else. You see what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
And he's going to help you do it. Anyway, go ahead, Genesis.
Boy, you just took it right out of my head, boy. You understand me? See, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, this word shall be established. See, you told a whole bunch of people off, boy, when you read that word, and it said that out of the mouth of Jesus was telling folk, boy, hey, man, you can't kick it in this kingdom and let you hate your father, hate your... They like, man, this nigga tripping. I ain't but then he said, in all that,
carnal
understanding, because the information without understanding it is just information. Now that you got understanding of this information, like you broke it down to him, what he mean by that is anyone who loves, for you to love your father or mother or wife or something, you know what I mean? More than the personification of love itself. It's not love, it's lust. Why?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? Because at the blink of an eye, right? At the blink of an eye, as soon as that person does something that you don't like, guess what? Oh, man, let that person do something deceitful or spiteful to you. Oh, now that word hate comes alive out of your heart, because now you got to pay this person back. Oh, man, eye for eye, boy, I got to, hey, boy, oh, you did me dirty. I got to do something to you. But check this out. See, if you love Christ, if you love the Lord with all your heart from the giddy up more than that person, then guess what? He'll be in your heart saying, oh, don't even worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
How you know, boy, what you talking about? Nigga, I ain't telling you that nobody done read to me. Boy, I'm living this right now. I'm living this right now. What you mean? I'm living it right now. Because I love God more than I love my wife. Boy, hey, I was able to hear God when he spoke to my heart and said, don't you do nothing to that man. Don't you do nothing. I know you want to. I know you got the ability to, but don't you do that, because I'm in your heart and you love me more anyway. And he said, I can't let you do that, because if you go down that road, then that's destruction, and I promise you no condemnation. So help all them that hate it. I'll let you do the slam, Satan.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, man,
they say
you can't be attached to these things. God is God by himself. He don't need no help. He don't, you know what I'm saying? He wants you to come in the kingdom. He don't need you in the kingdom. There's still room in there. You know what I'm saying? He don't need me. He can raise a rock up in the place of Oasis, but I ain't going to let it happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to choose to do his will, so I ain't going to even let him raise a rock up in my place. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to give him my free will. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get back over here to these scriptures, man. Luke chapter number 14 and verse number 27 says, whoever does not bear his cross, and that cross, see, you can't be attached to this earthly stuff. You can't be attached to your father, your mother, and your wife, and your children, and brothers and sisters, because if you can see it, it's temporary. It's going to pass away. You know what
I'm saying? There you go.
It's temporary. Yep. Can't be attached to these things. So whoever does not bear his cross, when Christ got that cross, it was heavy, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't smoothed out with no sandpaper or whatever they used to smooth it. It wasn't none of it. It was rugged, heavy, like it just cut it off a tree. You know what I'm saying? Made it out of a tree, carved it out of a tree, whatever. Didn't smooth it down, nothing. And it's heavy on top of that. And after they whooped him real bad. I'm talking about it's hard for him to breathe every step he took of that cross. Could you imagine that, man? You know how it feels to be out of breath? You done ran or did something out of breath. But now you got to take the cross, because they done whooped you that bad. This is our Lord and Savior who they did. They beat him that bad. Now he got to pick the cross up. Now he got to carry that cross every step of the way. I'm talking about already every breath you're breathing. It's already hard for you to breathe. Now you got to take a big old cross and carry it. I mean, he's strong. He's strong. He's the Lord. He took a lot. That's why you need to respect him and come on in and accept him, because there's still room in his kingdom. But that's the point out of this cross, because whoever does not bear his cross, you got a cross too. You better count up the cost. You can't be attached to the earth. You got something heavy that he going to tell you to do. In verse 27, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So you got to pick the cross up and follow the Christ. But like I said, you would learn to look at suffering as learning. You know, when you're working out, your muscles hurt first when you ain't used to it. But as soon as you get used to it, you get stronger, you get bigger, your muscles don't hurt no more. Come on, same thing. Long suffering. You would learn obedience to God by the things you suffer, because your carnal mind, your physical mind, cannot understand the things of God. That's why a lot of people read the Bible. I can't understand it. If you want to read the Bible, you got to read it, search it out with your heart. Want to know the truth, and God will, I'm talking about, he'll unlock the mysteries to you. He'll make the believer out of you, believe that. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So verse 28 says, for which of you intending to build a tower? See? God, very practical. You know what I'm saying? He's very practical. He's spiritual, invisible, but he made everything that we see. You know what I'm talking about? So it says, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first, think about it now, sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it. At least after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. Ain't no need to be a jack of all trades and ain't mastering none of them. You know what I'm talking about? All right, verse 30 says, saying this man began to build and was not able to finish. So you got to endure to the finish line. Verse 31 says, chapter number 14. Verse 31 says, what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able? It's your will. You know what I'm talking about? With 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation, doesn't declare war, but this man got more soldiers than you. Even though God can still win, but we talking about just regular old men. Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. You know, pumped out. Okay, verse 33 says, so likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Got to forsake everything, man. I'm talking about, he told Abraham, leave everything. Go to a place I will show you. Leave your father, your mother. Go to a place I will show you. And Abraham was crazy enough to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because you feel crazy and all that because, you know, in this world, especially now, when God tell you to do something, you usually go against everything that's in you. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you know, should I say. Not everything that's in you, because he's stirring up the Christ that's in you. You know what I'm saying? All right, where we at? Verse 30, let me go back over here. 34 says, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? So keep your flavor. You know what I'm talking about? Keep your flavor. Keep your style, man. I ain't going to say swag. You know what I'm saying? Swag stands for secretly we are gay. For all y'all that use it, stop that cheesy, man. Now you know better. You know what I'm talking about? But my style, you know what I'm saying? The salt got to keep its flavor. You got to keep your style because you got to compel them, man. They don't want to come to you. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't looking like, you know what I mean, nothing, really. That's why they killed Christ. You know what I'm saying? But now him in you, they see the life that you have. They see his life showing through you because he's the resurrection. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you don't have to come up with methods and stuff like that. Keep your flavor. You let God develop you and make you who you are. Some stuff he'll take from you. Some stuff he'll lead up. You know what I'm saying? But he wants to compel them to come in. Wants to compel everybody. They got to want what you want. They got to want what you got, should I say. That's what compelling is. Make them want what you got. Be the salt. Make them thirsty. Make them hungry for the righteousness that's in you. You know what I'm talking about? Not for you, but for what's in you. The Christ that's in you. You know what I'm talking about? Heaven is our home. This earthly life is temporary. For those who dare to follow Jesus, the anointed one, heaven, you know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. Yeah, well, man, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We'll be right back. I promise you. We'll be right back after these messages. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Everything is gonna be alright. coming back, so let that be the reason. We gon' take this time now to take them just for breathing. Praise his holy name, not just only when we need him. In these last days, he's the one that...
Hold on. Y'all know how I go, DJ Scratchy. Scratch on your ones and twos. And we running that back, man. Shouts out to the homie LaMarche, man. Be all right. Because everything going to be all right. We running that back, man. Into when hip hop meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, there is still room in the kingdom. Forget what you heard. You know what I'm talking about? There is still room in the kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? God's still on the throne. He's still the Almighty. You know what I'm saying? He's still the living one. He's still the one that everybody got the answer to. Hey, you over there singing, man?
Yeah, man, I couldn't help it, man. I still had that song. Boy, he told me everything going to be all right. He coming back.
Yeah, right.
Like he said he would. He said, open your eyes if you don't believe him. I'm going to catch that sometime in the next decade. Oh, they don't even know what I just said. Oh, Jesus, they don't even know what I just said.
open your eyes,
y'all. He coming back. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, there's still room in the kingdom. Man, he was saying some real stuff in there. He was talking about how the children just keep walking blind. Is that what I said, man? Addressing that issue of that swag stuff. Y'all can keep the swag. I don't want no swag. Because all the people that use all that swag stuff, these dudes got the dudes looking like fags. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, all that swag.
Look, bro, we're all the tight pants. The dude wearing tight pants. The dude wearing, I'm talking about crazy hairstyles. The dudes making... Hold on, the dude made the nay-nay. Bro, I seen that the other day, the Nailer. Why y'all making a dance for females anyway? It look like a female should be doing the dance they were doing.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I didn't know about that.
I got a
first.
Problem with that. Yeah, I got a problem with that. My son walked across the floor, talking about Nae-Nae throwing their hands up in the air, rocking his hips. I got a problem with that.
Right.
And y'all parents need to wake their eyes up, man. You know what I mean? Like they laughing at Tyler Perry with this Madea season. They laughing at Martin with this Big Mama thing. It all funny until your little boy come in the living room with a dress on.
With a dress
on.
Come on,
Big Mama. You understand me? Yeah, I'm checking your boy. God ain't tell you to put that dress on. He told you to write comedy.
Right.
You put the dress on because they gave you the money, boy. Yeah.
Right.
Playing with God,
you sold out, Paul. I'm tired of seeing
you
in these dresses, man.
Yeah, you playing with God.
Yeah,
I'm playing with God, man.
Yeah, I'm selling out.
Yeah, selling their soul, going to the devil, shaking, making contracts, signing a contract with Satan. Screw Satan. Then you got the nerve to name Jesus after you done made your deal with the enemy. Hey, keep
Come
my,
on,
my father's name out your mouth, shouting. You ain't got no right to speak nothing holy.
You
got nothing nerve to speak nothing holy if God ain't living in you, shouting. You know what I'm talking about? And we know, because we know we try the spirit by the spirit. You ain't got the same spirit
you
we
no
got.
Spirit by
I don't
want to
put
man.
No
you
dress on,
shouting.
I ain't putting no dress on. You know what I'm talking about?
Screw
that.
No.
I ain't wearing no tight pants.
When I got a five-year-old son, boy, asking me questions, boy. Let me tell you something, boy. I got a problem with you, man. Personal. Because you done infiltrated my family.
Keep your swag. I won't let you in.
Yeah.
I got
to get my son a grown man that's five. And explain to my son why that's not acceptable. Even though it's on TV, even though Martin doing it on Big Mama, I got to explain to my five-year-old why a man ain't supposed to wear no dress. And you telling me God told you to write that? Boy, you better sit down.
Get out of here.
Huh?
Get out of here with that foolishness. You know what I'm talking about? The devil is the liar. You know what I'm talking about? And we will crush Satan. Believe that, man. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here, man. We ain't studying that foolishness. Let's get back to the topic, man. There is still room. You know what I'm talking about? There is still room if you wear your tight pants and thinking you're a female. You're confused. There's still room in the kingdom for you to get it right, man. Get this Christ. Get this Jesus, man, because God made you upright. You know what I'm talking about? Man, the one that sought out many schemes. You can't blame God. Hey, God accept me for the... And what? You're supposed to be fighting against sin just like me, just like Genesis, just like Wanda. We ain't perfect, but we do our show fight this flesh. You know what I'm talking about? Believe it.
Right,
but they
ain't even trying, bro. They're like, all right, you going to give me some money? Well, I'm going to put the dress on. I'm going to put the lipstick on. I'm going to rock my hips. I'm going to act gay and call it comedy. Like, man, come on, man. Like, for real, y'all. Please, let's wake up, man. Man, let's be men, y'all. We losing our kids, boy. Hey, boy.
Right.
Hey, I'm telling you, I ain't playing
all
with
on the screen.
Boy. I slap fire to my boy. Keep playing with these kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. We ain't having it, man. So now you're taking it too far. You know what I'm talking about? Because like I said, man, God still got real men on the earth. And real men stand up for women and children, not niggas in dresses. You know what I'm talking about? We don't stand up for that foolishness. You know what I'm talking about? We don't do that, man. Ain't no man should be having no dress on, man. Even the Bible say that. You know what I'm talking about? Come on, man. We representing the Christ, man. And that's what we going to do, man. Let's go. There is still room in the kingdom. Let's focus on heaven, man. Let's see how beautiful heaven is. Because y'all got us living in hell. You know what I'm talking about? We standing up for what's right, and they putting everything wrong in front of us. What the feezy? Man, anyway, they magnifying wrong, and we still magnifying Christ. So that's why Christ going to come get us in a minute. So y'all keep on with this foolishness, and you keep on choosing the Satan if you want to, and you get stuck. I'm telling you right now, there's still room in heaven for you. But if you continue to walk away from the broadcast, you continue not to listen to Christ's spirit drawing you, because he speaks for himself. If he don't draw you, then ain't nothing I can do. You know what I'm saying? But his spirit is here. His blood is still on the earth and his water. You know what I'm talking about? And they witness to him that he is true. I ain't got to sit up here and convince you. I'm just going to go hard for the Christ and let him use me like this. You know what I'm talking
about?
For sure, man. Had to address those issues right quick for the sensitive ears. You know what I'm talking about? Just had to address those issues. We will do that. You know what I'm talking about? Right now, let's go over here to Revelation, though. Let's look at heaven, man. Let's picture heaven. Revelation, the 21st chapter, man. Revelation chapter number 21. Verses 1 through 8. See, Genesis, I said we were going to be calm today, man, but hey, it's how God do it, man. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't in control. Because I tried. I told Genesis we're going to be calm today, but hey, God just keep stirring us up, man. God don't want us calm right now because he fed up with the foolishness. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Revelation 21, though, verse number 1. Starting at verse number 1. Get into the whole word of God for yourself, everybody. Revelation 21. verse 1 says, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first
that's
earth.
That's my favorite, boy. That's my favorite scripture.
Had passed
that's
away.
So, boy.
Yes, sir. Also, there was no more sea. I read it again. Now I saw a new heaven. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Get what you heard. Is that what I'm talking about? Yeah, I tell you, God is an ageless one. Forget what you're... I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. So you ain't going to need the water no more. Uh-huh. Verse 2 says, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It ain't gonna just come out of the sky. You're right. It ain't gonna just come out of the sky. It's gonna come out of heaven from God. It's gonna come down out of heaven from God.
Yeah.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now you know when you're on your wedding day or whatever, whoever wedding day, they the cleanest. The bride is the cleanest. I was talking about as she ever been. Still made out of dirt, but she the cleanest as she ever been, though. The cleanest as she ever been. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes, when the holy city comes down, it's, I'm talking about, that's why you can't imagine it. Even your best day can't compare to it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's coming down like a bride, the prettiest bride you ever seen. You know what I'm saying? Adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Uh-oh. The tabernacle of God is with men. All right? Emmanuel is God with us, right? Okay. The tabernacle of God is with men. You ain't got to be scared or afraid of nothing. Forget their threats or their root, the laws and all that, they say it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know what I'm saying? God is with you. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4 says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. There's still room. We talking about heaven. There's still room for you. You know what I'm talking about? No pain, no sorrow, no death, no crying. God going to wipe every tear from your eye. Verse 5, Revelation 21 says, then he who sat on the throne, he's still on the throne. He's on the throne. You know what I'm talking about? Can't get above him. Even if you try to ask Lucifer, look at Lucifer. You ain't got to ask, look at him. He's Satan now, right? Try to go to. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And this is what Jesus was saying while he was on the earth carrying that cross. He's sitting on the throne and carrying the cross on the earth, talking about he making all things new, and he ain't lying. Verse 5, Revelation 21. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life. The fountain of the water of life. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to whoever thirsts. He who overcomes, so you got to fight that flesh. He who overcomes, you got to fight that devil. Yeah. He who overcomes, you got to fight that iniquity and the transgressions and your own lusts and desires. You got to overcome it. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. That's what Genesis said, man. I'm chasing him and the money coming. That's right. You chase God and the money gonna chase you. Verse 7, Revelation 21, he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Speak, King.
But the cowardly, the unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars should have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second devil. I'm pushing play, King. Go ahead. Go ahead, Genesis. I know you're ready. Go ahead.
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
Hey, man. Listen here, man. Listen here, man. You got to understand, man. Y'all got to open your eyes and open your ears. Let him that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Now, he just done told you now. He just done told you that he looked and saw a new heaven coming, a new Jerusalem coming. The old heaven has passed away is what he said. Well, he seen a new heaven coming from God.
Amen.
Oh, wait a minute, Genesis. I ain't understanding what you're saying. Good, because I'm God. You need education, so I speak. Well, wait, where you get that knowledge, boy? You ain't never been to college. Oh, I closed my eyes and I talked to God.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke something to my heart, y'all. He say that newness he's talking about, he say it's upon you. Yeah, he say it was coming from God. Oh, that's why you couldn't see it when it came. Man, it's upon you. And they running from the flame.
Hallelujah. Yes,
see,
sir.
Oh, you wrote that thing down in that scripture and you didn't even know that you was breaking down fractions. See, you was breaking it down in simplest form. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Because you gave them step by step of what has occurred. And then you told them that the kingdom was upon you. You said that Jesus was down here suffering, carrying his cross, at the same time telling these people he would make it there new.
Right. Sitting on the throne at the same time.
Yes, sir. He said, open your eyes because you're looking for something that's up on you. He said, you're looking for something that's up on you, upon you.
Hallelujah.
So let he that had ear, let him hear. Let him hear it, boy. You better go study. He say, study to show thyself approved. You better go study what we talking about. And then I promise you, you'll see it right in front of your eyes. He say, you better stop looking for what is upon you.
Amen.
They ain't even know it. Oh, that's why all they got that they might be understanding why God done took the chain off.
Boy.
Why God said he can bite, because in that time, now, King, what you're reading about, it does specifically say that God's presence will be upon people, right?
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, in order for God's presence to be upon people, that means he sent that fire to come burn evil, right?
That's right.
Now play with it if you want to. Yeah, he said judgment was going to start. He said it was going to start where? In the church, right?
In the church first.
Huh? Y'all still want to touch these boys? Yeah, y'all still want to stand up there and tell these people they're giving their money to God? Huh? You still want to have an ATM machine in the church, Pueblo? Huh?
Right.
Y'all still want to play with them? Yeah, y'all still want to touch these people? Y'all still want to be sleeping with them men, wives in the church? Huh? Or you still want to be asking people to see their tax papers when they're asking you to feed them? Or you still want to be up there asking for $100 saying it's for God? You still want to tell these people, hey, come get that money to God. It ain't enough to pay your bills anyway. Y'all profit. Yeah, you still want to tell them people that God got a word for them that they send you $100? He said it's starting to touch. Keep playing with these kids.
Yeah, it's still room for y'all to repent too. You know what I'm talking about? You still can get it right because God seen everything that you did. He see everything you do. He see the future. You know what I'm talking about? Get it right with God, man. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't here to preach ourselves. We're going to bring this Jesus to you. Believe that. We're going to let the Holy Spirit use us to bring you this Jesus. So you cannot argue with it and say, man, you can't argue with it. The only thing you can do is reject God. You can't argue with it. You know what I'm talking about? So he'll make you look stupid over something simple. He'll make you look stupid like, okay, why everybody believe in one devil, but then when it comes down to me, God, they believe in so many different gods.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he'll take something simple and make you go inside your head with it. You know what I'm talking about? So there is still room in the kingdom for all those who want to repent. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're hearing this. This is a warning come before destruction for all God's people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, judgment started in the church first. Warning come before destruction. He's going to tell you first, give you time to get it right, and he'll give you another chance, But after a while, he'll be, okay, I'm going to shine a light on you. I'm going to shine the light on them demons. Ain't no hiding from me. That's what God tell you. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. So let's go. We still in Revelation 21. Jesus make all things new, man. You can go to the throne right now boldly and repent for anything that you've done. And get help. Get clean. You know what I'm talking about? From God. Can't clean yourself. You know what I'm talking about? You can't go to man to clean you up either because they're going to charge you up. You know what I'm talking
That's
about?
Right.
The lady had an issue of blood, bro. I'm talking about went and got broke, putting all her money into the doctors to heal her, and they medicating her, and she getting worse and broke too. She touched Jesus' clothes, the bottom of Jesus' clothes, outside of Jesus' clothes, whatever, and got healed from that condition that the man doctors who don't want to depend on God but want to depend on his medicine and be selfish couldn't do. You know what I'm talking about? Who's God? That's why we go off for our Father like this, man. There is still room in the kingdom of God. You know what I'm talking about? Help and healing in the kingdom of God. Let's go. Heaven, man. Let's look at, we're going to look at what heaven looked like. Y'all want to see what heaven looked like? Wow. Revelation 21, verse 18. Revelation 21, verse 18. It says the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. Good God Almighty. The city, pure gold, like glass. Can you imagine that? Some gold that you can see through? You know what I'm talking about? It say the city itself was pure gold, like clear glass. Can you imagine them buildings downtown, bro, being made out of pure gold? Good God Almighty.
Transparent, boy, come on.
Ooh, and see you can
through.
See through them, right.
See,
and you can
through
see
like
made out of gold and see through it, right.
See
hallelujah,
through
right.
Like
I like
boy.
That. Your
yeah,
heart made
man.
Out of gold
God
and it's transparent. Yeah, I like
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah, sir.
Yeah, that's will of God, boy.
Hallelujah.
Wisdom, yeah. Teach some. Play with it. Mm-hmm.
Pure gold, bro. They had to put it in the fire. It's
sure.
And like
clean
glass,
already.
Man.
Clean
ooh,
already.
Woo.
Play with him if you want to.
We talking about what, it, what heaven made out of. Good God Almighty. No wonder I love gold
it's
so
the
much.
Kingdom. It's the kingdom. It's the kingdom,
right.
So every king gets on.
Ah. Right. Amen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Verse 19, yeah. Revelation 21 says, the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. Yeah, y'all know precious stones? The first foundation was jasper. You can look up
that
jasper.
Was,
look, Google jasper and see what it looked like. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Google it. Image
about
of jasper.
Elements, boy.
Right, right. Okay. The
resource,
second one.
Boy.
Hey, team, the second one was sapphire, bro. Sapphire. You know what I'm talking about? This is what...
Uh-huh.
This is the foundation, bro, of the walls. This is what the foundation of the walls made out of. Good God Almighty.
Hey.
Precious stones, jasper, sapphire, chalcedony, chalcedony.
Mm-hmm.
All right? The fourth, emerald. Emerald.
Mm-hmm.
Emerald, that's that diamond shine, ain't it?
Yeah,
but
that's these things these folks out here dying about. That's these things they out here killing each other for. Boy, they these things God done promised us. That heaven will come here
right.
on earth.
That heaven
boy,
made out of.
Boy,
right.
They better look around. That kingdom is upon you, boy. You better stop looking for what's untamed.
Right. All right. The fifth, this still the foundation of the wall, bro. The fifth sardonyx, S-A-R-D-O-N-Y-X. I'm spelling these in case anybody, you know, want to go ahead and do the research.
That,
you want to look it up. You know
they
what I'm
can,
saying?
They be out
right.
on their horoscope, King. They be out in their horoscope.
Yeah, right.
Hey, tell them to check these stones out and find out won't they find these stones in their horoscopes
right.
and stuff like that. Tell them to check
right.
that what is it, that periodic table? And them elements.
Yeah, the
hey,
elements.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. See, they keep thinking they're gonna
they
keep educated
us.
Us.
We re educated you the right way over here. You know what I'm talking
hey,
about? We ain't miseducating
hey,
you, we give y'all that real.
Hey. They like, boy, they ain't been no college. Boy, where'd they get that knowledge?
Good, check it out.
They can't understand how we got it.
We still on the sixth stone. The sixth stone of the wall, the foundation of the wall was sardius. The seventh was chrysolite. Eighth was beryl, B-E-R-Y-L. The ninth was topaz. The tenth was chrysoprase. The 11th was jacinth. The 12th was amethyst. Matter of fact, get your Bible and look up these stones, man. It's Revelation 21 and 20. Well, 19 and 20, you know what I'm saying? Verse 21 says, the 12 gates, here it is, we just read the foundations of the stone, of the wall. We just looked at it. The city was made out of pure gold. that was clear as glass. Imagine that, if you can. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 21 says, the 12 gates, 12 disciples, 12 children of Israel, you know what I'm talking about, sons of Israel, what have you. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. The gate was a pearl, bro, sister. You know what I'm talking about? The gate.
Smooth as pearl.
Made out of a pearl. A big old pearl. Whoa. What the? Whoa. The
and
gate made
Ill
out of pearl. Right, though, no, bro. Each individual gate was
a one
pearl.
That pearl necklace? How much,
right.
How much your grandmama paid for that pearl, bro? Or sister? Whatever y'all at, how much your grandmama them paid for them pearls? How much you paid for them diamonds around your neck? They say diamonds are girls' best friend. Yeah, how much you paid for them that gold chain, boy? That gold grill in your mouth, boy? Crappy, we go.
You're right.
Hey, we go.
Right. Jesus died to pay the price for you to get in. Jesus is the ticket to get all this. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
to get this benefit. You know what I'm talking about? The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city, look at the street. The street where he told us to go, all right? The street of the city in heaven was pure gold, like transparent glass. So the street looked like the city. Good God Almighty. Transparent gold. Good. I ain't never seen that. I'm imagining it now. I'm seeing it now, but I... you're probably missing something. Good man. God. But it's real. This is a real place, y'all. You know what I'm talking about? You could think about it, and your brain still couldn't come up with how much, you know what I mean, more that heaven is than what you think. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So that's why we looking at these few scriptures to get a picture from God himself. You know what I'm saying? So to skip down to verse 22, still in Revelation 21, and it says, but I saw no temple in it. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. That right. The city had no need of the sun or no need of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God. Yeah. The glory of God. Everybody trying to chase the glory of God. The glory of God is what illuminated heaven. The Lamb who came to the earth and they saved the Lamb.
Illuminated.
Yes, sir.
That
illuminated. That's right.
The
glory of God.
Bearer of the light. Bearer
right.
of the light. Huh? God is the bearer
the
of the light.
The Lamb is his light, bro. The Lamb
God
is his light is what
that.
It says. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Lamb is his light. The Lamb light.
Either respect or check it.
Right. You can't even look at the sun with your pure eyes without them getting blinded for a minute. You think you're going to look at the S-O-N? You think you can look at the G-O-D?
On,
God on that? You think you, what?
Come
what?
On,
yeah, that's the glory that you got in you, believers. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. The Lamb is its light. All right? Verse number 24, it says, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. His
wait a minute. Say
shall
what?
Not scratch the record.
Wait. You know that a certain word got my attention. My ear got itching. Now, what you mentioned?
Yes, sir. I said, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings
mm-hmm.
of the earth bring
okay.
their glory and honor into it.
Still don't believe in the KOVG movement? Oh, you about to get moved quick.
Yes, sir. The kings of the earth. Gonna bring their glory into it, honor into it. That's why we going off like
that's
this
word
now.
God. His word just confirmed that. In case y'all been doubting that.
They're right. They're right. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? Verse 25 says, God confirmed it. All right. Verse 25 from Revelation 21 says, his gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. There
uh-oh.
Is still room. There is still room in heaven for you.
Man,
no
come
night.
Kick it with some real kings, man.
Right. And they shall bring the glory
the king.
And the honor of the nations into it. All the glory. But there shall by no means enter in it anything that defiles. Uh-oh. Talk about heaven. There shall by
wait,
no
wait,
means
wait,
enter...
Wait.
Yes, sir. My ear itching again. What you mentioned again?
Yes, sir. Verse 27, no. Revelation 21. There shall by no means enter in it anything that defiles. Even your sinful flesh nature that you got to fight daily ain't going to even be up in heaven.
Boy, keep rapping about that money. Keep rapping about that murdering. Keep rapping about them sexually explicit lyrics. Keep rapping about that robbing and that killing and see who going to start being victims of them words. Psalm said the trap that you set, you're going to get caught in. The hole that you dig, you're going to fall in. So keep on dropping. If I be hearing the real word of God coming through my ear right now, I dare you, continue to sow that death in your music. Continue to sow that homosexuality in your entertainment and watch what start happening to your household.
Right. They're right. Because that when it get real to them when it was at your front door. You know what I'm talking about? You don't realize you're leading other folks astray. You don't care about that. Satan got your food and got you thinking about yourself. But when God be in your face, you're going to know. Because Satan got to face Satan. And you, Satan got to face God. And you got to face God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Got
and that's for real, man. Hallelujah.
Ain't no room for that in this kingdom, man. We burning that.
Means.
We killing the killer.
That right.
Come through here raping. We ain't calling no police. Come through here raping somebody. Come through here breaking in somebody's house. Come through this kingdom. Come through this kingdom stealing from your neighbor. Come through this kingdom. Touching them boys and touching them little girls. Come through this kingdom doing all that. Come over here jumping somebody. Come over here. Come on over here. Pulling kick doors. What? I'm going to kick your door.
You can't even get
me
in here.
Young folk. What?
You can't even get in here.
Got that fire, boy.
You know what I'm talking about? Verse 27
says, but
there shall be by no means enter in it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Check the record.
Are you written
roll
in there?
Call.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir.
Roll call, attendance call. Talking about you pledge allegiance. You better pledge allegiance to the King of Kings, boy.
That's right.
Take all of
Wanda,
us,
Wanda. Wanda.
This is love over here.
We gonna let Wanda speak on it, Wanda. Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Chicken, wonderful.
Word, I'm getting this word. Speaking, I'm telling you. Kingdom is at hand. I just keep hearing Genesis say that. The kingdom is at hand. And Revelation is folk. He made it all new. God came and he brought heaven to earth. And it's like gold. It's like precious jewels. But the key to it all is, he said right there in the word, that if you look, fold, I'm here. He said, I'm the living well. I'm getting to you. But if you don't believe, you ain't going to get none of this. He said it right then. He said, if you don't believe, you're not getting it. So if you don't believe in him, if you don't come and get this Jesus, you're not going to get the kingdom of heaven. So the key is love, loving everybody, living well, and knowing that the kingdom is at hand. You got to believe it. If you don't believe it, then you can't receive your blessing. But he's giving it to you. He's coming to thirst. You got to thirst for it. You got to want it. And believe it or not, the youth is thirsty. They thirsty, but like Venus is saying, all they do is give them that hypocritical stuff. They give them lies. They give them deceit. They give them Satan. They put on dresses. They leading our children away from
That's
Jesus.
Right.
They give
right.
all these gods. They giving them all these false hopes, and the kingdom is giving them the truth. The kingdom is telling them it's not a dress. The kingdom is telling them don't follow no man who tell you to kill your brother or kill your sister
right.
or you can be rich if you make them
alive. Exactly.
That's not the kingdom. The kingdom is saying, come over here and see that the Lord is good. He'll give you gold. He'll give you diamonds. He'll give you jewel. He'll give you the riches, but you got to thirst for him. You got to
come
learn. Come on. To love yourself, and you are not beneath, but you're ahead if you believe Jesus. So that's all that is. Today, all we know is Jesus is coming back again. And when he come back, he bringing heaven. And when he going to burn away all those old things, so all them demons, all those fleshly desires, everything that is not of God is going to die. It's gonna be burnt up. Do you want to live? He said, I'm the living way. he that thirsts for me, I'm the living well. The living well is in the kingdom, and the living well is not in the church. The church is not, you know, supposed to be having no ATMs in the church. You're not supposed to be telling people, you send me $100.
More money than Jesus. Get out of here.
Send me a money and then I'll send you a blessing. You can't send me no blessing. You got to give the truth. The truth is, if you believe in Jesus Christ, and you can be in these streets, and you can be wrong, and you can be bad, and you can be doing everything that's not of God, but if you turn your way around and believe, and if you turn away from your wicked ways and believe, I ain't saying you're going to be perfect, because every man that walks the earth sin. We all sin and fall short. So if you if you thirst for him, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, then you will have the streets of gold. You put your mind stayed on Jesus, and then you will get all these riches. They will be bestowed unto you. They asking us, how can you be so happy? How can you be so joyful? How can you be so rich? How can you give to the poor? How can you feed the people, you know, without asking for money? We got Jesus. We don't need nobody else.
We don't need nobody else, but you got to.
And we're not going to lead our youth into abomination. We're not going to lead them into homosexuality. We're not going to lead into killing. Like Jennifer said, why are you putting all that in your music? You're gonna bring it to your household and you're going to kill them.
Right.
You're going to kill all your children. You're going to kill all the generations. You're going to kill them with that music. You're going to kill them with that anger. You're going to kill them with that wrong teaching. You're going to kill them with the Illuminati. But guess what? We're going to save them because we're bringing them to the kingdom and we're going to tell them about the truth.
Right.
And that's Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lift up his standard against the enemy, man. He been doing it. You know what I'm saying? God don't raise no white flag. You know what I'm talking about? The enemy raised the white flag because we dropped bombs on him. God dropped bombs on the enemy, man. Screw Satan. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
For sure, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. We got something to go against him, man. We got a unique track we finna play. Shout out to, and much love to the homie Tony Cortez. You know what I'm talking about? This song is called Never Alone. And I'm going to see it. The young folks should like this one. You know what I'm talking about? Because this is a unique one, man. For sure. We'll be right back in a minute, man, with hip-hop meets the Christ.
Yo, you could be sitting in a cell. Whatever. God is with you. I don't care if your mom died. I don't care if your kids died. I don't care if your dog died. God is with you. You're never alone. Get your faith up. Okay. My God will never leave you or forsake or deceive you. Believe me. Although you may not believe me, let's look at Peter. The heart is deceitful above all things. You can't understand it. I'll be the last man standing for the forsaken Christ is stranded. Uh-oh. I hear a rooster crow and y'all remember the utterance, y'all. Even if I must die, then I will die for God. He thought he believed with all of his heart until he saw the mob picking the swords and clubs, plenty of drops of blood. Kiss. The Lord will never leave me.
Don't you forget me, tell them about the dream interpretation, divine the grapes, the cup. the branches blocking, and you'll see Pharaoh lift you up, just don't forget me. You'll see me up in the palace in 2 years, ruling over Egypt, married to Potiphar's daughter. Rags to riches, hustle harder, but not for dollars. I'm cranking knowledge, the word of God is the only course I take in college. I'm like a scholar, I love my father. I'm eating meat and milk and sour. I'm never alone, I say unlimited power. Holler. Alone, you're never alone. The Lord will never leave you.
Help you leave me alone.
The Spirit will never leave you.
Please,
Christ will never leave you. Alone, you're never alone. You're never alone.
I'm talking about, man. He'll never leave you alone. You know what I'm talking about? Even if you feel like it, he's still there. You know what I'm talking about? You sometimes you go through the hardest time in your life and you feel like God done left you. He the one carrying you through your problem. But you gonna blame him? How about thank him? In everything, give thanks. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That dude said the Bible, the only what do you say? The Bible, the only course I take in college. I like that. Yes, sir. Only course I take in college, the Bible. Yes, sir. Yeah, the Bible teach you everything, man. Everything started from the Word of God. And I even, you know what I mean, put a question out there to God, or a challenge or what have you. I say, man, the Bible, okay, I say, the Bible don't teach you math. It don't teach you how to add and subtract shoot. It is a chapter in there called Numbers. And then not only that, but he added a different number, telling you the numbers of this tribe and the numbers of that tribe. Then in the next verse, he done added them up for you. A multiplier. See what I'm saying? Then he take this tribe and that tribe. I say, okay, you got me. You got it, Father. He's the Almighty, man. He's the all-knowing. You know what I'm saying? This Word of God will teach you everything you know. By like me and Genesis got a true story, true testimony of how this one dude couldn't read. Period. Started reading the Bible. You know what I'm talking about? Learn how to read. He learned how to read by reading the Bible, man. That's when he learned how to read. You know what I'm saying? Reading about. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to
you. I seen him the other day, too, King. He was just over at the crib the other day.
Okay, then.
In case they think this is a false testimony, I think he done even called a radio broadcast before.
Yeah, he did.
Think of it. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So we ain't getting making nothing up, man. We glorify our Father, regardless. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, there is still room. There is still room in heaven, man. There is still room in the kingdom for you, man. Forget what you heard. Church done hurt your feelings. Church done throw some stones at you. Guess what? The church ain't qualified to throw no stones at you. The only person that's qualified to throw stones at you won't even throw stones at you. See what I'm saying? Jesus, he the only one qualified to throw stones at you, but he ain't condemning you. All he wants you to do is come to him and accept him, man. You know what I'm talking about? Walk with him. Be his partner. You know what I'm talking about? Be his homie. You know what I'm talking about? Let him be your Lord. Your Savior. For real, man. So, yeah, man, there's still room in heaven. And heaven is the perfect place. It's the perfect place, man. You can't even picture that in your mind because your mind is imperfect. But heaven is the perfect place.
Okay.
It's where God the Almighty, Abba Father, and his angels live at. It is also the place where all humans who accept the Lord Jesus go when they die. It was created for all humans. Heaven was created for all humans. Every human has the right to go to heaven, but only those who accept the Lord Jesus go there.
Right? Hallelujah.
There is still room for you in heaven. Will you come this day? Mm-hmm. Will you come? Come. We ask you to join the church. We ask you to join the kingdom. What's up, Mike? Check. I hear you. Join the kingdom. What's up?
Hallelujah.
Ooh-wee. I bet you won't say that again, man.
Say it a lot, yeah. Man. Let me find it. Plus, Preacher Boy tried to speak.
I said,
there's still room for you in heaven when you come this day. Yeah, we ain't asking you to join the church. Okay, there it is.
Church.
That's it.
We're asking you to join
the kingdom.
We're asking
you to join the kingdom. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Preacher Boy, you had something to say, didn't you, Preacher Boy? I thought I heard him say Mike Chick.
Yeah, Mike Chick, man. It's a free choice too, man. Come join this kingdom today. You know, it's a life. No, not a lifetime. It's an eternity benefit. That will benefit your life so ever lovely. So you all got nothing to do. You sitting back in these streets. Got another blunt or bottle in your hand. Just throw it down real quick and come listen to what we over there talk about, man. Come join this kingdom. This kingdom movement, man. Kings ordained by God. You heard Oasis just told y'all about it earlier. It's in the word. We're not here doing this for show, not for a dollar sign. We're out here doing this for eternal gold.
Imagine your heart with it in your hand.
Walk streets made of pure gold. Pure gold. See, man got
pure gold.
See, they got gold. It's something you can't see through, but pure gold is transparent.
Hallelujah.
See, that's our father riches. See, the world got riches where they hold to themselves, you know, diamonds and gold and silver and platinum. But look at them heavenly gold, sapphire, jasper, all that,
right.
That good stuff. Man, while you were talking about it, I was online Googling all that stuff, and I started looking at it, and I was like, man.
They're right now.
He didn't say that's what's going to be in our pocket. That's what we're going to walk on and praise him on.
Right.
We're going to walk on this stuff. See,
they
got this value putting in glasses and putting it on walls and putting it in your mouth and around your neck and on your fingers and stuff. But we're going to walk on this stuff and give them praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Just think of that. Just think of that.
That's right. Appreciate it. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we got a couple more scriptures. We're wrapping it up, coming to the end of the broadcast. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's been tuned in, that's listening, man. We appreciate it. You know what I'm talking about? Tell somebody. First of all, tell them there's still room in the kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? There's still room in heaven for you, for them. You know what I'm saying? Then tell them, we come on every Saturday live at 11 a.m. Eastern. Yes, sir. When hip-hop meets the Christ, you know what I'm talking about? Exalting Jesus all day, every day, to the full, no matter where we go, man. We don't play for real, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Revelation. We still in Revelation. Let's go to Revelation chapter number 22. That's one chapter over. I mean, hold on. Revelation chapter 22, we're going to start at verse 12. All right, here we go. Revelation chapter number 22, verses number 12 through 17. Revelation chapter number 22, verses 12 through 17. It says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie." Yeah, I got to read those two verses again. This is Revelation.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. Yes, sir. That's the word of God. Make you do that. Yes, sir. They say Jesus made a marvel. He had them in awe. Yes. Revelation chapter number 22. We're going to read verses what? Number 14 and 15 again, and we're going to continue to verse 17. And then we're going to go to John 14 and get up out of here. All right? All right, verse number 14. Revelation 22 says, "Blessed are those who do his commandments. Blessed are those who do God's will, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. The right to the tree of life. You got to accept Jesus. You got to accept Jesus, what he did for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, but outside, you remember, now hell is a big garbage bag outside of heaven. Picture that. All right? Verse 15 says, but outside, in the trash bag are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves a lie and whoever practices a lie.
Hallelujah.
Verse 16 says, I, Jesus.
I, Jesus. Say that with me one day in Genesis. I, Jesus.
Yes,
sir. Yes.
Jesus.
Indeed.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. That's what we're doing. Could we be angels? Now, y'all human, that's what you say. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Yes, sir, that David star. Star David. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he the star. You know what I'm talking about? And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Genesis pointed it out. The spirit through Genesis said, you ain't got to pay for this. Christ paid for it. Verse 17, I'm going to read it again. Verse 17, Revelation 22. And the spirit and the bride say, come. God's spirit and the bride, Jesus telling you, come on. And let him who hears say, come. That's us. We telling you to come on too, because we hear him. We ain't just hearing, we do too. You know what I'm talking about? So we telling you to come. God telling you to come. Jesus telling you to come. We telling you to come. And let him who thirsts, if you're thirsty, come, man, woman, children, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
For still being here. Father, thank you for there is still room in your kingdom. Thank you for letting us know there is still room in your kingdom. Thank you for compelling your people to come to you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Father, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for those that listen, Father. Thank you for the healing that took place today, because I know you are healing them. You are the life. They cannot listen to this without being different and changed and touched today by your presence. Father, I thank you for your anointing. Let your will continue to be done in the name of Jesus. Continue to draw folks through your people. Continue to make us spirit and truth worshipers. Worship you,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Let your will continue to be done. Water the seed that has been planted. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Push and play, young G.
Hey, man. Anything I got to say is this, man. Let him that have ill health with the spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, man, for real. But the only thing is this, he ain't talking to the church no more. He talking to the kingdom. And he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not depart to. He's introduced us to the law. He's introduced us to grace. He's introduced us to the church. Now he's introducing you to the kingdom.
Amen.
Will you come today? We ain't asking you to join the church, y'all. We asking you to inherit your position in his kingdom.
That right? Your position.
That's it, King. That's all I got for him.
For sure, man. For sure, we about to get up out of here. Y'all give me about, 5 to 10 minutes? We're going to be out of here. Let's go to John 14. John chapter 14. Heaven is home. This earthly life is temporary. For those who dare to follow Jesus, the anointed one, heaven is home. John chapter number 14, we're going to read verses 1 through 6. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, it says, let not your heart be troubled. Because why is everything going to be all right? Yes, sir. So let not your heart be troubled. And this is what Jesus is saying. He's the one saying, don't let your heart be troubled. I know they got this going on in the world. They doing this, saying this, whatever. I'm the one in control, though. So that means I'm the one using them. So let not your heart be troubled. Because everything going to be all right. Yes, sir. Let not your heart
God
be troubled.
Trick the trickle.
No, that right now. That right. That right. Yes, sir. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God,
yes.
Believe also in me. That right? That right? I know y'all want to hear that song again. I know it. You're going to play it again. Hold on. Get these verses out of the way, man. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus. In my Father's house, in my Father, I'm in his house right now. In my Father's house are many mansions. Ooh, good. Hold on. Wait. I know everything will be all right, but I got to scratch that right quick. Hold on. Jesus is going a way to prepare a place for you, and there are many mansions in our Father's house, okay? In his Father's house. Now, you know, down here on earth, they say a mansion is bigger than a house, right? When you get to mansion status, you know what I'm saying? That's extra big. How many have about 10 houses or whatever? But did you see what I just read in my Father's house? Did you see what Jesus just said? How about that? Did you hear what he just said? John 14, verse 2 said, in my Father's house are many mansions. In God's house is many mansions inside of God's house. And we thinking a mansion is bigger than that. But he said, I got your mansions. What you say? He go trick the tricksters. He go outdo them arrogant ones, them prideful ones. You know what I'm talking about? He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. You got a mansion there? Wanda got a mansion there? Genesis got a mansion there? I got a mansion there? Yeah. Many mansions in his Father's house. That's why it's still room. Yeah. You can't build that with your smart self, humans. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to prepare a place for you right now. I'm making it now. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. That's how you know he's coming. They're going to rapture action right now. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Want more proof? Look at Acts chapter 1. When he was taken up from him, and they tell you he's going to come right back. The same way you took him. You seen him go, he's going to come back. All right? He was talking to his believers. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Verse 6, here it is. Jesus said to him, I am the way. That right? I am. Sound like I am. Who should I tell them sent me? God said, tell them I am sent you. Jesus right here saying right now, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is going away to prepare a place for you to stay. For you. There are many mansions in Abba Father's house. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Guess what else is in Abba Father's house, man? How about eternal joy? Since Preacher Boy said this stuff going to last for eternity. He for real. He ain't lying. Eternal joy. How about that? Is in heaven. How about some eternal peace? That means it's going to last forever and ever and ever, ever and ever, ever. Joy, eternal peace, eternal righteousness, eternal glory, eternal rest. Everybody ain't resting in peace if they died in Christ. Yeah, they are. Eternal rest are all waiting for you in heaven. And you can start enjoying this now on earth. See, that's the good thing about this thing. The great thing about this is that you can start enjoying this now on earth. Yeah, you can get kingdom-minded, heavenly-minded right now on earth as you're living in this chaotic earth, in this chaotic world. And then you can start enjoying this now, and then it will continue on in life and through eternity. So will you accept Christ today? There is still room in our Father's house. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the kingdom of heaven is within you. Cast your cares on things above, for he cares for you. I repeat, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and the kingdom of heaven is within you. Now you have to decide to cast your cares on the things that's above. Yeah, start caring for the things that God cares for. You know what I'm talking about? For he is the one that cares for you. And I'm going to end it like this. Matthew 11:28-30. Matthew chapter number 11, verses 28 through 30, it says, come to me, come to Jesus, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out and much love to all those that's listening, man. We'll holler at y'all next Saturday. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, there's still room except Christ. Peace.
No shit.